and happy Friday. I hope you all had a fantastic week, and it was filled with love, kindness, and memories to fill your hearts. Today, I'm turning the tables, and I have a question for all of you. Did you allow fear to stop you this week? Maybe from starting a new adventure? Taking a new job? Signing up for a new class? Even pushing your own personal limits and boundaries? There are so many different things in life that fear can stop us from. But if you let fear hold you back, what will you accomplish? Fun fact, there is a reason fear not is in the Bible 365 times. Let me say that again. Fear not is in the Bible 365 times. Really think about that. Today, I will be sharing a little bit of everything because fear hits everyone and looks different for all of us. First, I'm snagging a quote from one of my favorite songs. Fear, you don't own me. There's no room in the story, and I don't have time for you. Something has to give, so I give up you. Next, a Bible verse. Do not fear, for I am with you. For I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And last, but most certainly not least, here's your prayer for today. Do not look forward in fear to the changes in life. Rather, look to them with hope that as they arise, God will lead you safely through all things. And when you cannot stand, God will carry you in His arms. Do not fear what may happen tomorrow. The same understanding Father who cares for you will take care of you then and every day. He will either shield you from suffering or will give you an unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace and put aside all anxious thoughts. Amen. I hope today is the extra push you need to grow and take that unknown step. Fear not, for God is always in your corner. God bless you, and hope to see you all next time.